Hasn't Nobu-san been calling me foolish all evening? You know better than to listen to me when I'm angry. So Nobu-san isn't angry any longer. Then will he come see me at the Ichiriki Tea House? Or invite me to come and see him? In fact, I'm in no particular hurry this evening. I could come in even now, if Nobu-san asked me to. By now we had walked around the block, and were standing at the entrance to the tea house. I won't ask you, he said, and rolled open the door. I couldn't help but let out a great sigh when I heard this, and I call it a great sigh because it contained many smaller sighs within it. One sigh of disappointment, one of frustration, one of sadness, and I don't know what else. Oh, Nobu-san, I said, sometimes you're so difficult for me to understand. I'm a very easy man to understand, Sayori, he said. I don't like things held up before me that I cannot have. Before I had a chance to reply, he stepped into the tea house and rolled the door shut behind him.